This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash which claimed the lives of 241 people. Later in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience with Prasar Bharati correspondent.
वो मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था. मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला, क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम के लिए के तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूँ. लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुल के मैं देखा ना तो मैं जिंदा हूँ, तो मैंने ट्राई किया, मेरी सीट बेल्ट निकाला और जहाँ से निकल सकते वहां से मैं निकल गया. वहां से मेरे नजरों के सामने एयर होस्टल और दूसरे आंटी अंकल सभी उसमें मिस हो गए थे. सभी जब टेकअप हुआ ना तो सडनली 5-10 सेकंड कैसे लगा जैसे स्टक हो गया हो. बाद में प्लेन में लाइट ऑन हो गई, ग्रीन और व्हाइट. बाद में वो प्लेन टेकअप ज्यादा करने के लिए वो रेस दिया होगा ऐसा कुछ और सीधा स्पीड में ही घुस गया. मैं जहाँ लैंड हुआ था ना वो नीचे की साइड थी, वहाँ थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर. तो जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना तो मैंने देखा ना जब सामने कि थोड़ा इधर पेस है, मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूँ निकलने के लिए. तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर. वो बिल्डिंग का वो था ना दीवार, तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था. मैं जो जहाँ था वहाँ ही थोड़ा पेस था, फिर भी मेरे पता नहीं मैं कैसे बसा हूँ. जब आग लगी ना मेरा लेफ्ट हैंड भी जल गया थोड़ा. फिर एम्बुलेंस मेरे को उठा लेके इधर आया हॉस्पिटल में.
Mr. Modi also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of the devastation is saddening. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. Later, Mr. Modi held a review meeting in Ahmedabad. He also met the family members of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who lost his life in the tragedy. A correspondent reports that identified bodies from the plane crash have been handed over to the relatives after post-mortem. So far, 7 bodies have been handed over to the family members. Meanwhile, Civil Hospital Superintendent Dr. Rakesh Joshi said 32 people are currently undergoing treatment in the hospital. Except for a few doctors who have suffered severe burns, everyone is stable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today condoled the passing of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who tragically lost his life in the recent Ahmedabad air disaster. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he worked together with Vijay Rupani shoulder to shoulder, including during some of the most challenging times. He highlighted Rupani's distinguished career, recalling his contributions across various roles, including his tenure in the Rajkot Municipal Corporation as Rajya Sabha MP, Gujarat BJP President, and as a cabinet minister in the state government. The Prime Minister said he was humble and hardworking, firmly committed to the party's ideology. Director General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircrafts equipped with GEnx engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said that inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. In a statement, the DGCA said that inspection of fuel parameter monitoring, electronic engine control system test, engine fuel driven actuator operational test and review of takeoff parameter should be one time checked before departure or flight. It also emphasized for introducing flight control inspection in transit inspection till further notice. The DGCA also issued directions to carry out power assurance checks within 2 weeks and closure of maintenance action based upon the review of repetitive snags for the last 15 days on Boeing 787-89 aircrafts at the earliest. The Ministry of Ayush will host Yoga Connect, a hybrid global summit on yoga for One Earth, One Health in New Delhi tomorrow. The summit has been organized as a key lead-up event to the 11th International Day of Yoga, IDY. The event will bring together over 1,000 participants along with virtual attendees from leading international yoga institutions and wellness communities around the world. India's foreign exchange reserves rose over $5.17 billion, reaching $696.6 billion in the week ending 6th June. And that is the end of this news bulletin.